Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Seraphim Summer Music returns live starting next week with a 3-week chamber music festival. The schedule offers 7 concerts open to the public, live and live streamed from the concert hall at the Music School of Delaware in Wilmington. And in this week's arts playlist, Seraphim Summer Music's artistic director, Kate Ransom, chats with R. Kelly Steele about these concerts and their various themes.
Hey, let's talk about Seraphim Summer Music returning live in June. This is a 3-week chamber music festival featuring a lot of performances. So jump right in. Tell me all about it.
Oh, we're so excited. First of all, to connect again with audiences and for our 22 artists coming in from all over the country, we're very delighted to be able to collaborate together again. It's been a really long 14 or 15 months, and we've all missed it, audiences and performers alike. We have 7 concerts over the period from June 4th through June 19th, and so each weekend we have 3 concerts the first weekend, June 4th through 6th, and then 2 concerts the following weekend on Friday and Saturday, and then finally 2 concerts with the grand finale on June 19th.
Kate, does each concert have a theme, if you will?
They do have themes, and that's a lot of fun. The programming is really eclectic. The instruments range from strings and piano, which is kind of standard chamber music fare, to oboes, English horn, horn, and voice. We also have some selections that include the flute. So we have a lot of variety this summer. The festival opens with a concert on June 4th that's called Gershwin by George, and it's an all Gershwin program. We have a program that's all Norwegian composers or songs of Norway, or tributes to Norway. One of the fun concerts we're doing is 3 pairs of accomplished siblings, each pair playing violin and the other playing piano. And we do a program that's a lot of fun called Sibling Rivalry.
After last year, this must be so exciting, just as you said, to get back live in front of people. You mentioned that the artists for this roster are coming in from all over. Where are they coming from?
That's correct. We have artists that are coming in from Chicago, from Florida, from the Atlanta area, and also from New York. So it's a wide variety. We have an artist coming from New Orleans and one coming from just outside Cincinnati and one who's actually in the university now in Oregon. So it's a wide array. And also some of these artists are actually international background. So we have the rising star Kusharon siblings. David Kusharon is the concertmaster of the Atlanta Symphony, phenomenal violinist, and his sister, Julie Kusharon, is a marvelous pianist. They're Norwegian, and they have quite a following in Norway. They play at the Kon-Tiki Festival every summer, but we're very fortunate to be able to have them here.
I want to remind everybody, we're talking to Kate Ransom. Kate is not a stranger to the show. She's been on many times. She is the artistic director for the Seraphim Summer Music. We're talking about their lineup, this big festival they're having in June. It's the Chamber Music Festival. It's a 3-week event featuring 7 performances, 22 acclaimed artists from around the nation. You just heard Kate talk about some of them. What does this mean? I mean, I can hear the excitement in your voice, but what does this mean for you guys to get back out and play in front of a live audience?
It is such an emotional experience, I think, of joyfulness and actually maybe a little bit of relief, too, and renewed hope about the future and getting back to work, getting back to what we do. Chamber music especially really relies on the ability to collaborate in groups of 3, 4, 5 musicians together. And our connection with the audience is just a priceless experience. So it's really important to all of us, and it's a very exciting time that we can now start to do this again.
Kate, the festival, of course, being hosted by the Music School of Delaware, its home. Give us some background for people who are not familiar.
Well, this is the second time we've run the festival. So the inaugural year was in 2019. The board of directors of the Music School of Delaware adopted it as a program of the school. And it fills a niche that isn't really addressed by other offerings in the state of Delaware to have, a festival of chamber music drawing artists from all over the nation is really a special thing to do. And we want to be part of making Delaware a arts and culture destination. And this is a piece of that big puzzle. We're not by any means the only thing, but this is an arts-rich state, and it's just not publicized enough. People don't know the riches of arts, all kinds of music, and art making is going on and at a very, very high level in Delaware. So it should be the state of the arts. Delaware should be the state of the arts, and we should crow about it.
Yeah, I believe you. All the chickens out there, right? Is it chickens that crow? I don't even know. I'm not an animal person. So, hey, we talked about the themes. How did you come up with the themes for this festival?
Well, I think about the repertoire that I would like to play and the artists that I'd like to invite. And I just start, it's sort of like doing a big puzzle. And I start to put those together. And then I sometimes come up with the themes that way. So the theme sometimes evolves out of that. So we have a program, for example, called Lovers, Friends, and Mentors. And that basically was a chance to present the music of Brahms, Dvorak, who revered Brahms, and both the Schumanns, Robert Schumann and Clara Schumann, who were part of a very special triangle, if you will, with Brahms. So, that allowed us to play some glorious works by those composers, some that are familiar and some that are not so well known, but absolutely gorgeous, and also to assemble a wonderful lineup of violin, viola, cello, and also oboe, mezzo-soprano, and piano on that program.
Wow, this is just phenomenal. Okay, so we do want to mention this, that everybody that purchases a ticket for this music festival will have access to the patron-exclusive Serafins Backstage. What is Serafins Backstage?
Well, that's something new this time around. This is the second time we've done the festival. Unfortunately, it had to be suspended last year. But, we wanted to repeat a lot of the things that were so wonderful about the inaugural year. But then we wanted to add something extra. So for ticket holders, they're going to be invited to a behind-the-scenes chat by Zoom with the artists that week. So each week there'll be a Serafins Backstage program. And with the ticket purchase, even just one ticket purchase, the patrons will get access to those special Zoom gatherings on the Thursday evenings at 5:30 each week.
Okay, talk about where people can get tickets and the price of tickets.
Sure. Tickets are on sale now at musicschoolofdelaware.org. Or you can call 302-762-1132. For tickets. Single tickets are $20 or $10 for a student with ID. That you can also save a little bit by doing a three-pack of tickets, any three tickets. It could be three tickets for the same concert or three different concerts, and that's a little bit of a price reduction. The full season is also a price reduction for $120 for seven performances. And like I said, they're on sale now, musicschoolofdelaware.org. We will have limited seating on site because of the COVID regulations, but we have unlimited virtual access via the live stream.
That's fantastic. All right, Kate, final words about this 3-week Chamber Music Festival.
just really looking forward to these wonderful artists being in town, connecting with the community, and making beautiful music. Seraphin Summer Music 2021.
Thanks to Seraphin Summer Music's artistic director, Kate Ransom, and R. Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist.